What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXE, and you are listening to WGXE Acre 90.7 FM and WGXE.org. Listen in, y'all.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7. And when I'm coming home from the turnip picking, I like to listen to the Battlefield Earth program. Boy, that guy's got some sensibility about him, doesn't he? Every Tuesday nights at 9:30. It's crazy out there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518 822-8820.
All right. All together now. Ready? All
together. Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned into All Together Now. WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, August 31st, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. A California man arrested for making threats against the Boston Globe. Also on the Friday rundown, gun control advocates push for stronger reforms in Florida. The passing of Senator John McCain calls attention to cell phone radiation. And Minnesota fairgoers pony up for a bite of the first kiss apple. Topping our news, the FBI arrested a California man Thursday for making death threats against the Boston Globe. Slate reports those threats were over the newspaper's editorial in support of the Free Press. Robert Chain of Encino was charged with making threatening communications in interstate commerce. Slate reports he allegedly made approximately 14 threatening phone calls to the newsroom, including a threat that he would kill Globe employees. The calls came in response to a campaign spearheaded by the Globe this month, in which 400 newspapers denounced President Trump's constant attacks on the media, calling journalists the enemy of the people. The latest mass shooting in Jacksonville is seen by some as another example of why Florida's attempt to reform its gun laws falls short.
Gun control advocates flooded social media with hashtags like another FL shooting and gunshine state in frustration over the latest shooting at a video game tournament. In February, state lawmakers passed the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. It bans the sale or possession of so-called bump stocks, gives law enforcement more power to seize weapons from those deemed mentally unfit, and raises the firearm purchase age from 18 to 21. But other key provisions were kicked out of the bill, says Andy Pelosi with the Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence.
You know, Florida's still got a long way to go. So, you know, the things that we're working on and we still want to continue to hammer home is the need for background checks on all gun sales. There's legislation that was put in last year, and we know it'll be reintroduced this year.
Pelosi's group also pushed for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Senate Republicans rejected the proposal as the National Rifle Association's Florida lobbyist claimed it was too far-reaching. I'm Tramell Gomes.
17 people lost their lives in the Parkland shooting. 5 died in a shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, and 49 at the Pulse nightclub shooting in 2016. This week, the nation is mourning the loss of Senator John McCain, who succumbed to a brain tumor. Suzanne Potter explains this type of tumor is on the rise, and some believe wireless radiation plays a role.
Now, groups concerned about the health effects of radiation from cell phones and cell towers are raising the alarm about this increasingly common type of cancer. They note a recent $25 million federal study found a link between electromagnetic radiation and tumors in rats. Ellie Marks with the California Brain Tumor Association says people should take steps to protect themselves and especially their children.
I think that it's time for people to wake up to the reality that they need to keep the cell phones away from their head and away from their bodies when they're on. And we need to keep cell towers and 5G, which is coming, away from homes and schools.
A 2015 study found gliomas, tumors that affect the brain and spinal cord, are the most common cause of cancer deaths in people ages 18 to 39. It isn't known whether cell phone use contributed to Senator McCain's tumor, and the telecom industry maintains that its products are safe. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And at the turn of the century, the state of Indiana ranked average or better than the Midwest as a whole in terms of family income, poverty, employment rates, union coverage, and other key indicators of stability. But according to a new report from the Indiana Institute for Working Families, the state now has the highest rate of poverty, wage jobs, and low-income working families in the region.
Andrew Bradley with the Institute says the state's own estimates show 7 in 10 jobs are projected to be in low-wage occupations by the year 2026.
We've seen a higher and higher percentage of Indiana's jobs are in low-wage occupations, meaning that they don't provide enough to pay for the basics for a family of 3.
Bradley notes the declines began as policies were enacted that limited workers' ability to organize, including taking collective bargaining rights away from public sector employees in 2005 and the passage of so-called right-to-work laws in 2012. Proponents of those policies say they make the state more business-friendly and argue that low-wage concerns are overblown due to the state's relatively low cost of living. I'm Eric Galatis.
To help working families, the report recommends Indiana strengthen safety net benefits and expand access to child care, transportation, affordable housing, and the broadband internet. And finally, Roz Brown reports Minnesota's newest apple debuted at the state fair this week, with fairgoers more than willing to pay $3 to taste First Kiss, the latest apple from the University of Minnesota.
UMN has one of 3 apple breeding programs in the country, and 20 years ago created a current superstar among apple lovers, the Honeycrisp. David Bedford is a horticulturalist with the university and says the effort to create an apple that would survive Minnesota's cold winters started way back in 1878.
Back in the early days when the settlers came here and brought apples with them from the East Coast, they ran into Minnesota winters, and that did not end well. And so for many years, there were no apples that could be grown here.
Americans eat about 28 pounds of apples annually.
The U.S. is the world's second largest apple producer, topped only by China. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I'm Mike Clifford, and you have been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts there is a chance of showers, a 20% chance, on Friday afternoon. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 67, low around 61. Saturday, again, there's a 20% chance of rain. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 73 and a low around 65. Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies throughout the day and a high near 79 and a low around 68. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.
Next, we have these reports.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, who are you?
Chuck from Hudson.
Excuse me?
Chuck from Hudson.
Okay.
How are you doing?
We're doing good.
I know Garrett. You know Garrett?
Garrett.
Is that his first name or his last name?
First.
Garrett.
What I was asking you about is in the 1960s or maybe earlier than that, there used to be a statue in 7th Street Park instead of that water fountain.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We want it back, right? We all want it back, right?
Yeah, I was wondering who stole it.
Nobody stole it. The word is, it's sitting in a warehouse somewhere.
Oh, you know where that is?
No, I don't, but I think if you, let's see.
It was a nude statue?
Yeah. No. And some...
The Department of Public Works would know where it is.
Yeah, they would know it. And if you go to, what's your friend's blog, Ellen?
The Gossips of Rivertown?
That one, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you go there, they've written about this.
Oh, it's still around?
Yeah, it's still there.
What about the two lines that were in that library?
I'd like to know that myself.
I don't know if they went to the new library. If they're owned by the new library, I mean, it's the old library in a different structure. If they have the lions, they haven't put them out yet.
Yeah.
I think that they should put that statue back in that park with the water flowing all over there.
I will tell you right now, we here in the studio, Ellen and I, agree with you 100%.
Because who wants to live with that water?
You know, I mean, it's a disgrace, that fountain right now. It's got two fences around. Not one, two fences.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Because I used to live in Albany, and in Albany, somebody put soap powder all in the fountain, fountain by the Capitol.
Oh, boy.
And they had
bubbles
all over the street.
Yeah.
And, but I think they should put that... I painted that statue when Mike Yesko was the mayor.
Uh-huh.
Remember Mike Yesko?
Yeah, and what did you do with it? What did you say?
I painted that statue when it was in the park.
Oh, my gosh. Really? What color did you paint it?
Pastels.
Pastels? What were you thinking?
Oh, you mean you did a painting of it?
No, I painted the statue in the park when I stayed in the park and painted that statue.
Oh, I thought you meant you actually painted on the statue. You did a pastel of the statue.
No, I did a pastel. I painted that statue in pastel colors.
Who let you do that?
Mike Yesko.
Oh, okay. Well, that was an interesting decision. But, you know, we'll get that back someday. I don't have control of that myself, of course. Neither does Ellen.
And then another thing is that in Promenade Hills, in that park that looks over to Athens.
Yeah, uh-huh. St. Winifred up there.
Yeah, somebody stole that sword. That's not the original sword.
I think they put it back. You don't think it's the original, huh?
No, I don't think so. I think somebody stole that.
Well, that's disgraceful.
Yeah. I don't know how they ever got that out of there.
It was a kid prank, I think.
But, you know, that water fountain just got to go. You might as well have goldfish in the pond.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Your voice sounds familiar. Are you in the movie Odds Against Tomorrow?
I was there.
Oh, okay.
I met Harry Belafonte.
There you go. Yeah.
Is your last name D'Onofrio?
No, I don't think it's him. But thanks for calling in. That's all.
But I think that they should get rid of that nonsense statue.
Yeah.
Because they think that looks so cute, forget about it. Just because it got a couple of lights on it, forget about it.
Yeah.
But
about it.
What, St. Winifred?
No, no, he's back to the...
That water fountain. The water fountain. Water fountain. Yeah. That's got to go.
Well, thanks for sharing your opinion with us.
They should put that statue back.
Tune in to extra web streams on the radio this week, live from High Low in Catskill. You can tune in to performances from High Low in Catskill on every WGXC webpage. Just click on the Listen Now red bar at the top of the page and scroll down to find the stream. Saturday, September 1st, Ross Goldstein from Catskill, the Nothing Ensemble, and Black Lake from Columbia County perform. That begins a little after 8 p.m. Saturday, September 1st. And you can hear a web stream at WGXC.org. Click on Listen Now and scroll down to find the web stream. Or turn out the High Low and Catskill.
Okay, Ellen, you want to go? Let me go get the guests. You went last time. I'll go this time, okay?
Okay.
You keep the... Don't remember, we hate dead air.
Oh, I like dead air. Dead air. How can air be dead? There's always sound, you know? There's no such thing as dead air. Hi. You get the throne.
Well, I didn't realize who Cece was until I saw her. A good old friend. Selah. Is that how you say your name?
Celia.
Celia. Oh, you got to get right on the microphone. So no one knows that you just corrected me. Say it again.
Celia.
Mm-hmm. You have to speak louder and more directly into the mic.
Yeah, don't be shy. Because everybody knows you're so shy.
It's Celia, but people call me Cece for Cece. Short.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Audrey Berman.
Hello.
Of Long Table Harvest.
Right. Are you from the National Young Farmers Coalition?
I am not.
Or you're a member of it?
I used to volunteer with the Hudson Valley chapter of the National Young Farmers Coalition.
Yeah.
But no longer.
You remember, we talked to Michelle Hughes, who's in charge of that locally. Remember when we were outside?
Right.
They all work together. They all got the same thing in mind, you know?
Food justice.
Yeah, we're working together on a bigger level.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, a bigger
national
level.
Yeah.
Wow.
National.
Yeah. So, you one of the things we, before we even get started and find out what you, Ellen has a great idea for you guys. Your truck needs music.
We actually already conquered that. That was
boom.
things we did.
Look, Mr. Dingling.
Top of the list. Exactly.
Everyone says that. Yeah, exactly.
What
exactly.
Does Mr. Dingling sound like? Can you sing it for us?
Because I couldn't.
We were actually thinking rooster crows.
Yeah. Isn't that cute? Or even a moo, a very deep moo. Yeah.
There you go.
On the moo.
A moo. People will think there's
would
a
you come
cow
if you heard that?
I'd be afraid.
Bovines hurt no one.
That's true. That's true. That's a good
unless
point.
You're in Spain.
Yeah. So this is, I'm looking at a pamphlet that's gone out about the Columbia County mobile market. That's not your truck, is it?
No. And that's not, that's nice. That was the old name. Yeah. So,
hey,
you've got the outdated information.
That was a very dramatic thing, but no one can see it. I just threw it away. But I saw, is your truck outfit? Let's get back. We're way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
What is it you guys are going to do?
So, we're bringing mobile groceries to the city of Hudson. And it's a trailer pulled by a truck. So, actually, it'll be the mobile market on a trailer. But the name is actually the Rolling Grocer 19.
19 refers to
19 is not the congressional district.
That's
his
name. You're so look at Tom. You're aware. Everything.
19 towns within the Columbia County. Mm.
So that's just like a coincidence that we have 19 towns in... Oh, no, never mind.
In district
The district's
19?
Bigger. Yeah, forget it. That's not even intelligent. Sorry. That's really stupid, actually. Sorry. So it's a mobile...
Trailer
that will sell food. Right.
Groceries. Specifically. So
it,
meat.
It comes to the neighborhood instead of everybody going out to the store.
Right.
That's right. Trying to reduce the food desert that we have going here.
And you said the 19 refers to the 19 towns. So you're going to be doing Hudson as well as other towns? Or
Eventually, correct? Yeah. Eventually, next year we'll plan to go to New Lebanon.
But the beginning is here in Hudson.
Starting in Hudson 4 days a week.
And how many locations?
So we have a definite... Three,
uh-huh.
And that would be the Bliss Towers on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Thursdays we will be our rolling grocer, so you might find us right outside your door on a Thursday.
Here, or you mean where I live?
Both.
Because
Dorothy
you heard
would love that. Dorothy would love that. She's like, all right, I'm coming. We'll be down at Front and Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
On Fridays. Yeah.
No, that's not Fridays. It's Saturdays. Fridays we're at CMH, so we're in the valet area of the hospital for all the people in that area. And Saturdays will be split between Skylar Court and Hudson Terrace and the library.
Great.
Yeah, so those four.
And how will I know that you're at my door?
Well,
because I will.
They're not going to go to your neighborhood.
You'll hear the ding-a-ling.
Yeah, you'll hear the little moo.
The ding-a-ling.
You'll hear
and the moo. If you're on social media, we'll be blasting that information out.
That leaves out Ellen and me.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
Whatever else.
You've seen Ellen's tweets, haven't you?
Yeah.
No. We don't do the gram. We don't do the tweet.
False information.
So you'll listen for the ding-a-ling.
We'll have to listen
for the
Luddites.
But. Are we going to play any of Michael Hurst's tunes?
We can do that later, I think. I mean, that's
all right
on the agenda. But I think we need to know a little more about what they're actually going to do, right? So you say it's groceries.
Yeah.
Dry goods as well as fresh goods?
Absolutely.
Like that? That's a very technical kind of term.
I saw that. you guys aren't seeing this, but he actually did a little finger thing. we're offering meat. Produce, milk, cheese, dairy. We're offering dry goods as well. We're offering toiletries, which is another staple in the community that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also offering fish.
Fish.
We had the seafood market buying club.
Right.
So
that,
we're like...
That worked out okay?
So it's a nice caveat coming to the trailer. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So you have refrigeration on the...
Correct.
That's crucial, right?
Yeah,
because you don't want that fish can stink.
We have a 20 cubic foot freezer.
Wow.
A chest freezer with a glass top so you can see everything inside.
Oh, nice.
And then a cooler, too.
Yeah.
You can reach into.
Now, this was put together after a lot of input from the community as well, right? I mean, this isn't just something you guys thought up and said, hey, let's do this.
Yeah. So for 2 years, we met with the Hudson Core Group. It ended up being 8 residents meeting monthly, discussing challenges in Hudson around food access and then what opportunities are out there for us to really put forth some tangible projects. So the idea for the mobile market came from that Hudson Core Group, and then we share that out to the community through these listening sessions that I know Tom attended
and many
other community members. And we've taken that information into consideration as we've been developing this project over the last year plus.
Wow.
You know, it comes at an interesting time because I don't know if you've been following the news. ShopRite is moving to where Price Chopper is now. Price Chopper, where are they moving? I can't.
They're closing.
They're closing altogether.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And Aldi's is going to be where I believe, if I'm understanding it, where McDonald's is now, or there'll be some sort of complex there.
So I don't know if it's the White House. I heard that as well. I wasn't sure because there's a house behind McDonald's in the drive-thru, and then there's also one on the right.
There are two houses.
Yeah.
The planning committee of Greenport, because it's in the town of Greenport.
Correct.
Is suggesting that they incorporate those houses into the complex somehow. So I can't quite envision it because these malls, as we call them, usually are very stark and don't have much design input, I don't think. So, but so you're coming around just when people are going to try to be deciding whether they need to drive or somehow get out to the former Price Chopper instead of the familiar ShopRite, which is closer to the Hudson area, the actual town of Hudson.
So how much? Oh, sorry, Ellen. How much stuff can you carry at once? I mean, were you each time? So you have one location each time you come to the city,
right?
Okay, so you're not going to two locations where you'd have to restock or anything like that.
Only on Saturdays.
Only on Saturdays.
Okay. Yeah.
And
so we restock at the end or at the beginning of the next day.
And your preliminary research has also indicated what to carry in terms of actual items?
Absolutely.
And, you know, our listeners who are all like hippies and stuff. They want to, is it locally sourced?
All of it is locally sourced.
There you
as
go.
Much as
well,
we can.
Not all.
As not much all as we can. Right, with right, meaning yeah. that, I mean, if this. If
the
this,
dry goods would be less so.
Exactly.
Right.
We're working
County
with
was,
a wholesaler.
Right.
Yeah,
in fact,
so.
You'd rather have bulk dry goods because you get them cheaper that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Right?
We're buying 50-pound bags of rice, breaking them down.
Yeah. Yep.
Where
yep.
do Cheerios come from anyway?
The Cheerio Factory. Duh.
General
West.
Mills.
General Mills. But
yeah,
I
when
thought maybe ADM up
okay. Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Ellen, because it does raise an interesting question. To what degree are you going to make concessions to the type of food people want versus what is actually probably better for them?
Yeah.
You see how I did that?
Great
the young
question.
Person? Better for them?
That's right. That was nice. That was smooth. a part of the listening session was gauging that. I mean, we didn't censor anyone. We actually kept put the board up and put the pens in the people's hands. I mean, small children put things up like ice cream. And, you know, older people may have put stuff up like turmeric, you know. And so whatever they needed.
No, I don't.
Whatever they wanted, we figured out if we couldn't get it in a certain quantity, we'd have to do bulk. That's how the bulk idea came about.
Well, also, once you get them there, you can lure them into eating maybe differently if you have little samples.
Really?
Once
how do you do that?
While.
Oh, samples. Interesting.
You know? Yes, we have someone who will be doing that likely once a month, doing some cooking demos and some...
Not
sharing some samples out.
Indoctrination sessions?
No, not at all.
You must eat farm-based products.
No. No, I think, you know, when we can source products locally, absolutely. Yeah. But we're also aware that people eat a much more complex diet than that. We're going to have limes and lemons and mangoes and plantains and things that come from other places. So just being really aware of what cultural preferences are and accommodating that because Hudson is a really diverse city.
That's right.
Yeah. You can't get avocados locally, Ellen. Who knew?
Maybe one day with climate change.
Yeah.
It'll be warm enough here.
I guess the other thing is, you think when you have a given product, you're not going to have a lot of variety within that category, right? I mean, that would sort of be too difficult and too much, right?
Well, yeah. Well, we try to go with engage what's price, the price points we're in, sensitivities around organic versus non-organic, those type of things. And then again, what we can source locally. So those are the priority.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about cereal, for example?
We have cereal.
I know. I mean, how are you going to make a choice? Or is it going to be just some granola?
It was a tough one.
We
spent some time thinking about that.
No, that's why, that's why I mentioned it.
25 different
kinds.
We ended up getting two types of cereal and one granola.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, an important part of this whole project is the pricing and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You want to describe that for us, please?
So it'll be a income-based pricing, which is tiered, based on three levels. And the levels are based on income. So it's self-reporting. We're not asking anyone to show us a paycheck or a pay stub.
So I could lie?
You could fabricate.
I wouldn't do that.
We don't encourage that. No.
You could, Tom. I don't know. I won't tell people what to do. But, I mean, that is their market.
Right.
And, you know, we put up a sample of what it means to kind of gauge your tier. And hopefully by that self-reporting, you become a member. And that number or that actually color code is what you will carry with you always in terms of changing. If you change your income level changes and it goes up, we're happy for you. We'll change it. We'll put you into that, you know, that next color bracket.
So the way that it breaks down is if you're in the blue tier, you're paying basically around wholesale prices or even subsidized below wholesale prices. So we're passing on whatever savings we get as we do these bulk orders directly onto the consumer. Then the second level is the orange, and you are paying between wholesale and retail, and then the green level.
Now you can start. Just read that, and you can improvise, you know, just...
Hi, my name is Tara Klein. I'm from Northeast Parent and Child Society, the largest foster care provider in upstate New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, New York.
Excellent. Perfect.
Nervous.
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous, ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Chatham Center, New York. Sustaining supporters like Phoenix are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, an international center for the arts located in Ghent, New York. Art Omai, the Fields Sculpture Park, presents the works of internationally recognized contemporary modern artists and architects in an outdoor environment open dawn to dusk 365 days a year. Art Omai offers a year-round indoor gallery, calendar of public arts events, as well as international artist residencies. Art Omai believes that exposure to internationally diverse creative voices fosters tolerance and respect, raises awareness, inspires innovation, and ignites change. Information at artomai.org.
Next, we have these reports.
Big Vern, Slay Diddy, Marlon, a.k.a. The Magician. Shout out to the boy Ray and Lauren, man. Happy anniversary to them.
Yeah, Safe Travels back, man.
Yes, I was gonna tell Ray to bring me something back, man. But you know how Ray is. You told him to bring you some sand back. Think he gonna bring it?
I don't know.
Nah, he ain't gonna bring it. So we got a second. I want to play your beat, man. You sit here.
Man.
Let's play your beat.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
You wanna? I know you shouted out your peoples, but you wanna say anything about this beat, the construction of it, or anything like that?
I actually found the sample watching Roxanne on Netflix, and It took me a couple weeks to do this beat because I didn't know exactly how I was going to chop it up, where I was going to put an intro and everything. So it took a while, and the beat means a lot, man. It's my first soul sample, too.
Oh,
what? First soul sample I ever did, man.
Okay.
First one, so.
So you want to introduce it?
Yeah, man. It's my beat. It's called Wipe the Tears, man. Hope y'all enjoy.
What about, you know, The Magician and all that?
Oh, excuse me.
Go back.
Yo, it's your boy, The Magician, man. It's my beat here. Wipe the Tears, man. Hope y'all enjoy.
Holla.
One of these old days. One of these old days. We ain't gonna have to cry no more. You see, God's gonna wipe away all our tears. He gonna wipe the tears, yeah. He gonna wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you hear me out there this evening? I said we ain't gonna cry. Cry no more. One of these old days, yeah. One of these old days, we gon' wipe the tears, yeah. wipe the tears. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you hear me? He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears, yeah. He gon' wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you hear me? I'm one of these old days, yeah. One of these old days. We ain't gon' have to cry no more. One of these old days, yeah. One of these old days. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you hear me? He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears. He gon' wipe the tears. Yeah. He gon' wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you hear me? I'm one of these old days. Yeah. One of these old days. We ain't gon' have to cry no more. One of these old days. One of these old days, we ain't gonna have to cry no more. You see, it'll all be over. Mm-hmm. It'll all be over. It'll all be over. And we won't have to cry.
Oh my, you know you're getting the clap for that, right?
I appreciate it, man.
And I know you like the clap, too.
I love the clap, man. Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you.
We got our next caller on, so, but I'm going to tell you quickly because, you know, the clap, we beef here on these days about the clap and the applause, yo. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, hello, Vern, it's Christine.
Hey, what's up? Hold on for 1 second, let me give you the clap.
I just love my introduction.
Yeah, you're Slay us our exalted ruler. Forever our, never heard the word before Christine was on the show. We was like, what is that? Christine, it's so great to have you back. How you been?
I've been great. Thank you for having me and taking the time out to listen to me for the next few minutes. But I've been great. Busy but good.
What you got going on?
Well, I have something new and exciting. This weekend, we're doing a new program to the Elks. It is the Youth Soccer Shoot, which is brand new to the Elks. It is going to be Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, this Sunday, what's that? September 2nd, right?
September 2nd.
Okay.
We're working with Brian McCormick, which I have to put a big shout out and a thank you to him for helping us organize that.
Christine, let me give Brian the clap, because if I don't, he's going to call me and be like, oh, you didn't give me the clap, man. Yes. She said my name.
Shout out to Brian.
Yeah.
Yes. Brian's been super excited just as much as I am, because this is so new to us that we're trying to get as many youth involved. But again, it's Sunday, September 2nd. Registration will start at 9:30.
Okay.
And the actual shoot will start at 10:30 at the Greenport Town Park.
Oh, that's cool. So is the soccer shoot similar to the hoop shoot? Like, do they do the same thing?
Absolutely. They are very similar. There's different divisions. You will actually, this is the lodge shoot. Then there's a district shoot. And then there is the nationals. So it is the same three stages, just like the hoop shoot.
Okay, yeah. So is there, like, at the end, let's say somebody from the one on September 2nd ends up going to Nationals and win. What can they possibly win?
There is a prize. Mm-hmm. They also, prize money-wise, there are is a trophy. And they also get a trip to our national conference.
Okay.
Which is in St. Louis, Missouri next year.
Oh, okay. Mm. So this is a good thing right here.
You know, so they can see the St. Louis Cardinals play and the convention.
Yeah, yeah,
big business.
Yeah.
But yes, there are those stages. But being that this is brand new, we're just trying to get as many youth involved. You know, soccer in Columbia County is pretty prominent. Mm-hmm. Not so much in some other districts. So we're trying to make sure that our district is shown well.
I want to take a second to give a big shout out to Peter Frank, and I'm gonna give Peter Frank the clap. He's another one that if I don't give him the clap, boy, well, he might say something to me. But
yes, Peter has been working with Deb Minners, our past state vice president, on some soccer things.
Okay.
So yes, we're trying to get more involved with the soccer league of in Hudson and Greenport, so hopefully this works.
I'm excited. Anything else going on with the Elks or with Christine that you might want to share with us?
I do have to mention that the Hoop Shoe is going to follow up right after this in October or November.
Okay.
So I'm going to follow that up just in case we have some listeners that want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get dates out for that. We also do have coming up on November 10th is our Veterans Dinner.
Oh,
that we host every year.
Got to give you a clap for that. That is very big. That is very, very big.
Yes. Skip Kasner and I are in the dealing with the stages of trying to get everything details worked out and things like that. But right now it is definitely scheduled for the 10th, so we'll get information out for that also.
Okay, I want to stop you right here because my fingers are twitching. And that means that you're in the November. I just want to let you know that I will not be participating in the turkey trot. Cause so if you mention that...
Whoa, wait a minute.
Now, the Honorable Slay Diddy... Wait. The Honorable Slay Diddy has marched in every parade because he's an elected official now. I think that the elected official should have to participate in the turkey trot.
I don't disagree.
See what happened was senior year I was, you know, I was about to get drafted and I tore my ACL and they told me, you know, you just can't run any turkey trots, you know.
No turkey trots.
Yeah. I'm in training.
I'm in training.
You know, if my training prevails, I will be in the turkey trot.
Wait.
In my living room.
Oh, okay.
On Thanksgiving.
I've been waiting 2 years for this, so, you know.
I know. I've been training for 2 years. I let you know I've been working hard. See, I've been, like, I'm putting my heart and soul into this.
So you guys do have the turkey trot coming up soon, right? I mean,
yes,
well,
we do.
Yeah.
Yes. Same the Thursday morning, obviously, of Thanksgiving. So I don't know what that date is exactly.
Yeah.
But yes, we are definitely going to do the turkey trial again.
All right.
So yeah, we're trying to keep in the community, keep the youth going, and do what we can to get them some exercise and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate you, Christine.
And I'm hearing Common Council President Tom DiPietro. Oh. He's gonna be entering the turkey trot.
Yeah,
that's what I just got the message. It's hot off the press.
All right, I'm gonna get Tom a clap.
Tom just messaged me. He said, "Does he ever get the clap?"
He deserves that.
You just got the clap.
He just got the clap.
Wait. How long is he council president? 2 years, right?
Yep.
So he's still gonna be in office.
Yep.
All right, just making sure. I don't want him to pull one of them. I'm out in November 2nd. All right, that's dope. Any last words, Christine?
I just want to thank you guys. You guys have always been there for me to try to help me get information out there.
Yep.
And you're there to support me. Vern, I can't thank you enough for getting me in contact with Brian and Peter. to get this going for us, for our district, and just shout out to you guys.
Yeah,
thank you enough.
Well, Christine, you know, you always have love here. Actually, Slay, we got an award from these guys. Yeah, so, I mean, so
that's right.
It's one of our awards. So, thank you. I'm excited about all the events, and you got to come in and visit us at our new studio because it's hot, but yes. It's nice.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Buffalo News reports that the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo is mailing out postcards praising Cuomo's work on saltwater reefs and also sending out property tax refunds much earlier than usual. Both come just before Cuomo faces a primary election against actor Cynthia Nixon. The State Department of Environmental Conservation mailer praises Cuomo for taking, and I quote, unprecedented action, end quote, to expand artificial reefs off Long Island. E.J. McCann, research director of the Empire Center for Public Policy, said, and I quote, I think it's an abuse and it's highly questionable. It takes a lot to make the legislature look good, but I think he's exceeded it by doing this so close to an election. It's so boldly self-promotional, end quote. While the property tax refunds are supposed to be sent out by October, so far 350,000 checks have already been mailed to New Yorkers. Tax Department spokesman Carrie Zitter said the checks are early not because of an election, but because the agency has, and I quote, improved computer systems and business processes, end quote. The Buffalo News has both stories on its website. Ariel Zangela reports in the Daily Freeman that a political attack ad against Democrat Antonio Delgado uses an excerpt from an article about the 19th congressional district candidate that is, and I quote, completely out of context, end quote, according to the founders of Chronogram magazine. The Congressional Leadership Fund, a group that backs U.S. House Republicans, made the advertisement that lifts three words from the July 20th, 2018 Chronogram article, New York 19 Rap Narratives Painfully Free of Substance. Brian K. Mahoney, editorial director of Chronogram Parent Luminary Media, said in a statement, and I quote, Chronogram condemns this super PAC attack on Delgado that takes our coverage completely out of context, end quote. The ad attacks Delgado for profane and sexist language on a 2006 hip-hop album he released and says that Chronogram called the album, and I quote, fraught with profanity, end quote. But the article used that phrase in reference to the way a now-deleted anonymous Twitter account described Delgado's rap album. The full quote from the article reads, and I quote, the songs in his album, Painfully Free, the account revealed are fraught with profanity, anti-capitalist sentiments, and contentious critiques of race relations in America, as well as some misogynistic language, end quote. So Chronogram did not write that Delgado's 12-year-old album was fraught with profanity, but some anonymous Twitter user did. Mahoney said, and I quote, Chronogram encourages voters to look beyond political attack ads paid for by outside groups and focus on learning about where the candidates stand on the issues, end quote. Delgado, who lives in Rhinebeck, is running against freshman Congressperson John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, in the November 6 election in New York's 19th congressional district, which includes Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Delaware counties, most of Dutchess counties, and some or all of six other counties. Since Delgado won the June 26 Democratic primary, Faso and the National Republican Group have spent most of the time talking about Delgado on his rap past, rather than his current political positions. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that one jet's flights back and forth from Albany and Buffalo that began in February have stopped for now due to financial difficulties. OneJet brought back the first public flights between Albany and Buffalo in a decade. Earlier in the summer, the carrier ended its flights from Albany to Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported earlier this week the Internal Revenue Service recently filed a lien for $621,556 in excess taxes from the airline. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Albany County Department of Public Works announced August 29th that construction begins at the intersection of Dutch Settlement Road and County Route 9 in West Bern on September 4th. The intersection in the southern Albany County town will be closed starting September 10th with a 16-mile-long detour along Ricard Hill Road, State Route 30, and State Route 443 handling traffic. The construction and detour is expected to last through Thanksgiving. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.
Here are some more headlines from WOOCLP, WGXE's partner station in Troy.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the federal government will take swift and aggressive legal action against cities that open supervised injection sites for illegal drug users. U.S. Department of Justice officials had previously declined to comment on the sites that Philadelphia and about a dozen other jurisdictions are considering in response to the opioid crisis, other than to say they would be illegal. While research on supervised injection sites is sparse, evidence suggests that safe injection sites are associated with slightly reduced rates of drug-related crime and reduced risk of overdose. Global Foundries is announcing some big changes that could result in hundreds of layoffs at their factory facility in Malta. Global Foundries eliminated 424 jobs at its Malta semiconductor factory and another 31 based at SUNY Polytechnic Institute in Albany, according to filings with the State Labor Department. Global Foundries is the largest private employer in Saratoga County, and these layoffs represent over 12% of its workforce. The first layoffs are expected to occur November 28th, according to the WARN filing.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and actress Cynthia Nixon sparred on Wednesday in their only debate before the September 13 Democratic gubernatorial primary. Nixon is challenging Cuomo from the left, running on a platform calling the Medicare for All, marijuana legalization, and abolishing ICE. During Wednesday's debate, the two Democrats repeatedly clashed on topics, including the New York State Health Care for All bill, which Nixon supports and Cuomo thinks would be better implemented at a federal level, and the right of public employees to strike, which Nixon supports and Cuomo does not.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts there is a chance of showers, a 20% chance, on Friday afternoon. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 67, low around 61. Saturday, again, there's a 20% chance of rain. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 73 and a low around 65. Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies throughout the day and a high near 79 and a low around 68. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, August 31st, Tom Rose starts the day in Acre with the WGXC morning show from 9 to 11 a.m., followed by City Folk with Frederick Arnold live from the Hudson studio from 11 until noon. The Sugar Shack Jukebox is back live in Hudson after the noon news headlines until 2 o'clock. And later on in the evening, a special pop-up edition of the Stoop Rock Radio Takeover with Tall Matt, featuring the best in underground hip-hop and house music in addition to throwback funk, soul, jazz, and disco. That's live in Hudson from 9:30 to midnight.
Tune in for Transmission Art on the radio Saturday, September 1st, with all kinds of radio art personalities from around the world featured. 1 a.m., Jason Lescali is on the Radiophrenia Redux show. At 11 a.m., French sound artist, activist, and musician Gail Segalon, who goes by I Hear You, is featured on the Radio Art 106 show. Then at 3 p.m., Martin Anastowski is the featured artist on the Radia show from Canal 103 in Skopje, Macedonia. Then Angus Tarnowski, the current Wavefarm artist in resident, talks about his work on the Saturday afternoon show at 4 p.m. Then, a little bit after 8:30 p.m., we'll try to tune in the high-low show, Catskill, with Catskill's Ross Goldstein performing with the Nothing Ensemble, Columbia County's band Black Lake, live from high-low in Catskill, Saturday night. That's the Saturday night special on WGXC 90.7 FM.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
Bobby Pervitt's Blueprints is back at High Low in Catskill Thursday, August 30th, 8 p.m. Hudson Valley composer and drummer leads a conceptual performance with a variety of local improvisers. And there'll be a live web stream of that on the WGXC website at WGXC.org. Any WGXC.org page, click on Listen Now to listen to Bobby Privet's Blueprints. Thursday, August 30th from High Low in Catskill. Tune in or turn out. Friday, August 31st, the Hudson Area Library has a job search help. The Catskill Farmers Market is back at Dutchman's Landing Friday, August 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. Massachusetts-based band Bella's Bar Talk performs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock Friday, August 31st. There's a People for Peace dance party Friday, August 31st, with a live set from RRB, and then DJ sets from DJ Faluthala and DJ SVB. That's at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale, 8 p.m. Friday, August 31st. Taste of East Durham is from 3 to 8 p.m. Saturday, September 1st. Spotty Dog Books and Ale also has Fame Swaz, Remise, and Ifitayo performing 8 to 10 p.m. Saturday, September 1st. Fame Swaz is a rapper and artist located in Hudson. And I guess Remix Les Rebelles is also. The Catskill Point is the Galleon service. Galleon? Hard to pronounce. All are welcome to join the First Reformed Church of Catskill and the United Methodist Church of Catskill for a service on the water at the historic Catskill Point. 10 a.m. Sunday, September 2nd. Catskill Point. Monday, September 3rd, the band Tuba Skinny is back in town at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. These are just some of the events on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WGXC Acra, creative, community, magical radio.
I'm a rogue!